Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihadihi wa qtada bisunnatihi ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Welcome back to the next episode of our series on Alamat al-Sa'ah. And until now, alhamdulillah, we've covered a few of the minor signs and some of the major signs as well. And just as we wrap up the descent of Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the prophets are like brothers. They have different mothers, but their religion is one. I am the closest of all the people to Isa ibn Maryam, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there is no other prophet between me and him, between him and myself. And he will come again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam will come again. And when you see him, you will recognize him. And then he went on to describe to us what he would look like. He said he is of medium height and his coloring is reddish white. He will be wearing two garments and his hair will look wet. This is at the time when he descends. He will break the cross. He will kill the pigs. He will abolish the tax on the non-Muslims called the jizya. And he will call the people to Islam. During his time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end every religion and sect other than Islam. And Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam will then destroy Dajjal. After the destruction of Dajjal, peace and security will prevail on the earth. So much so that lions will graze with camels and tigers will graze with cattle and wolves will graze with sheep and even children will be able to play with snakes without coming to any harm. Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam will live. He will remain for 40 years and then he will die. And then the Muslims will pray for him. And this hadith we find in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. In another hadith, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the night of the Isra journey, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended into the heavens, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I met my father Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, and they discussed the hour. They were talking about the day of Qiyamah, the hour. The matter was referred first to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And both of them said, I have no knowledge of it. This was the response given by both the illustrious prophets regarding their knowledge of the final hour. And then when the same question was referred to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam said, no one knows about its timing except Allah. And what my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me was that Dajjal will appear. And when he sees me, when Dajjal sees me, he will begin to melt like lead. Allah will then destroy him when he sees me. The Prophets alayhim salam never attribute or ascribe any greatness to themselves. Rather, it is always attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Despite how many miraculous feats Allah manifests at the hands of the Prophets, they always attribute greatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Similarly, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam would say that Allah will destroy him when he sees me. The Muslims will fight against the disbelievers, and even the trees and the rocks will say, O Muslim, there's a kafir hiding beneath me, come and kill him. So Allah will destroy the kafirs, and the people will return to their own lands. And then Ya'juj and Ma'juj will appear from all directions, eating and drinking everything that they find. The people will complain to me. Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam is narrating this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the journey of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the heavens. He says, the people will complain to me about the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, as a result of which I will then pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in response to my prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then destroy them. And after their destruction, the world will be filled, the earth will be filled with their putrid stench. Allah ta'ala will then send down rain, which will wash their bodies into the sea. Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam said, my Lord has told me that when this happens, the hour will be very close, like a pregnant woman whose time is due, but her family do not know exactly when she will deliver. And this hadith we find also in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, as well as Ibn Majah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also described to us what Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam looked like. And again, he did meet with him when he went up and ascended into the heavens. When he came to the first heaven, he met with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the night of the Isra, the miraculous journey to Jerusalem. Well, Isra was from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, from Mecca to Jerusalem, and Mi'raj generally is referred to from Jerusalem into the heavens. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I met Musa alayhi salam. He was a slim man with wavy hair, and he looked like a man from the Shanu'ah tribe. He says, I also met Isa ibn Maryam. He was a man of medium height and of a red complexion, as if he had just come out of the bath. This hadith was recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, both. And in another hadith describing Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, while I was asleep, I saw myself in a dream making tawaf around the Kaaba, and I saw a brown-skinned man with straight hair being supported by two men, with water dripping from his head. So I said, who is this? They said, this is the son of Maryam. I turned around, and then I saw a fat, ruddy man with curly hair, who was blind in his right eye. His eye looked like a floating grape. And I asked, who is this? They said, the Dajjal, the one who most resembles him is Ibn Qatan. Imam Zuhri rahimahullah explained, saying that Ibn Qatan was a man from Khuza'a who died during the Jahiliyyah, before the coming of Islam. This hadith was mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, and this is the end of the discussion on Dajjal and the descent of Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. And inshallah, in the next episode, we will discuss more about Ya'juj and Ma'juj before we go on with the final signs.